Delaware's operating budget is $4.52 billion, which is still 1.6% larger than this year's budget, but it pales in comparison to the $4.64 billion plan Governor Carney proposed earlier this year. The COVID-19 pandemic was the reason for the revised budget. Carney also signed a bond bill. That capital plan comes in at $708 million, an 18% decrease from the current year's budget. The governor proposed a record $893 million budget 5 months ago. But considering the circumstances, Carney says the state is in solid shape.
In a year when we thought it could have been, as I said, disastrous, we were able to get through it without position cuts, without tax increases, and while maintaining our commitments to the priorities of the people of our state. And so much of that is due to the leadership of the two committee chairs.
Those chairs are the co-chairs of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, State Senator Harris McDowell and State Representative Quint Johnson, both of who are not running for re-election this year. As for grant and aid, it will be down slightly, $54.5 million compared to $55 million this year. Carney proposed in January to leave it the same. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.